jump over to what's happening on the livestock side, the cattle futures. Talk of a report on Friday, cattle on feed once again.
It looks like that we're going to start seeing some return to more even numbers with last year. Initial outlook is on feed is about even 0.7 better than a year ago. They're looking for placements to be down from last year and markings to be a little bit higher. And, you know, with the increase of grain prices, we're going to see, and actually just the drought for the feed availability in general, more non-feed supply moving into the market and putting some pressure on the late August, early September time frame. But as we move past that, we're going to be getting some very tight numbers and allow some return to better prices.
Is the market going to be able to absorb all the amount of cattle and hogs that are coming in?
Well, that's the concern. Is I think they'll be definitely able to absorb it. We got the exports looking a little bit better on the beef this last week, and overall the meat will get moved through the channels and it may get put into cold storage because they understand that we get into the end of this year, first quarter next year, there's not going to be near the supplies available.
And speaking of the hogs, are we seeing a kind of a discount, a wide discount to the cash maybe today?
Well, it's the hogs are definitely under pressure as they move the sow slaughter and ramp that up. They're going to be under some real challenges here. They're definitely trading a discount, and it's going to put continued pressure on that as cost of gains are higher. We also got heavier than normal weights on these hogs. And that's just going to add to these increased production this next 30 to 60 days.